And I'd like now to welcome Candace Walsh. She is with New Mexico Magazine. She's with us here quite often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm great.
So what's going on?
Everything that I would love to do is going on a weekend that I won't be here. I think that is not always the way.
Sometimes.
But so what I will start with is that we're at the tail end of Santa Fe Restaurant Week. And you can still do really great things experientially, like you can learn how to make fresh pasta up at Rancho Encantado, for the Four Seasons Rancho Encantado, with Chef Andrew Cooper tomorrow from 3 to 5. You can learn a little bit later in the day. You can learn how to make a chili-infused margarita at Casa Chimayo with bartender Roberto Lopez. And then on Saturday from 12 to 3, it's a really cool new thing. Everyone loves Jumbo Restaurant, our local Swahili African restaurant that's always packed and getting all sorts of awards.
It's, you know why? Because the food is so good, the atmosphere is very pleasant, and the price is right.
Exactly. Yeah. Chef Ahmad.
That was not a paid notice.
Oh, I know.
That's my personal opinion.
It's wonderful. Chef Ahmed Obo actually is expanding, which is cool. He, two doors down, he's opened up African Imports. And so that's where this event for Restaurant Week is going to occur from 12 to 3. It's called Jumbo Drum, Dance, and Dine. And I found out when I was reading about this event that with drumming, bear with me if you know more about drumming than I do, but I was interested to know that certain beats in African drumming symbolize challenging moments or emotional stress, and other beats prepare one for maintaining their life's purpose while dealing with its many challenges.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like flower essences, but
you know,
with noise.
African drumming is as profound a tradition as anything on earth, and there are rhythms and dances for, as you say, all the different experiences of life.
Yeah.
Across these many cultures. All right.
Just also, if you want to find out more, you can go to santafe.nmrestaurantweek.com. And if you happen to be in Taos or Albuquerque this weekend, they are also having their restaurant weeks at the same time, so Google those if you're interested.
Now, here is an event worth checking out. Tomorrow, March 1st, honor Black History Month with the Santa Fe NAACP at the world premiere of Freedom Work, Folk Forms and Variations, composed by Lenny Tischler and performed by seven of Santa Fe's best jazz musicians. It's at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30 at the historic First Presbyterian Church on Grand Avenue. And it looks like a big event including is it dancing or is it a completely listening event? I'm not sure. Anyway, for more information you can check out naacpsfnm.blogspot.com.
Yeah, they probably won't throw you out for dancing as long as you do it in a sort of a restrained way.
Yeah, I'm just, because it says anyway, it's in five parts, but I realized the five parts are the names of the pieces, and one of them is called Night Dance Till Dawn, but it's not necessarily the instruction for the event.
They'll be like, but you said we could dance until dawn. Another jazz thing happening tonight is at Museum Hill Cafe. Seasoned jazz drummer Tootie Heath will be playing at 7 p.m. with Andy Zadrozny and Bert Dalton. He'll be hitting his 79th birthday soon, and Pasatiempo said that he has played with every hard bop player of consequence over the last 60 years. So if you're into that kind of music, then I think this is a really wonderful opportunity and a beautiful place.
On February 28th, that's today at 7:30, and tomorrow, March 1st, there is an event at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque. And although we don't usually do Albuquerque events just because we would need to extend the show to at least an hour, this is the event. Four carnivals, three fates, two soulmates, and one wedding take the streets of Brazil, New Orleans, Cuba, and Trinidad in this dynamic parade of passion and dreams. Frank Lito, who's a terrific musician, is musical director and leader of Pandemonium, and Pilar Lito is founder and choreographer of the Odara Dance Ensemble, and they have made this incredible carnival spectacle. So, National Hispanic Cultural Center, check it out.
Sounds really great.
Yeah.
Tonight at the... Did you say the Presbyterian Church was doing the jazz thing tonight?
Yeah. You don't have to read it again.
Oh, no, it's a different thing at the Presbyterian Church, which makes me... I'm just going to skip it.
Okay.
Okay. So another really cool thing happening is a week from Saturday. I know that it's a little bit outside this week, but I want everyone to have a heads up. I'll be presenting a new anthology by Seal Press called The Good Mother Myth, which several, you know, about 30 writers talk about what it's like to be up against the pressures of being a good mother, quote unquote.
And you're involved in this book.
Yeah, I have an essay in the book, and I with another contributor will be doing mini writing class exercises along with presenting the book so that people who come can write about their own experiences of motherhood or childhood and reconnect with their creativity during a time when you're really just giving a lot to your child. Remember, it's next Saturday, March 8th at 2.
Excellent.
Collected Works.
And we have, of course, the Cat of the Week.
Oh, yeah? What's the Cat of the Week?
It's a pair of little cats, Beckett and Koufax. Very sweet and mellow kitties who will quickly adapt to new surroundings with a little extra love and attention. They're very bonded to each other, so they'd like to adopt them out together. They have a reduced adoption fee for both to the right home. Beckett is a big, beautiful lady with a short coat and calico markings. Koufax is a big, handsome gentleman with a short black coat. And they are a little bit older cats. If you would like to adopt them, please call 316-2281. You can also go to their website, fnfnm.org.
Oh, that sounds precious.
Yes.
They're just darling. And it's great that they have each other so that they feel probably more secure traveling together and bonding with new people.
And you want to, you know, sometimes it's nice to get older animals because they're just, they already know the whole litter box routine and...
Exactly.
They've been with people and
they'll
they're
let
just
you sleep.
Mellow.
They'll let you sleep.
They won't claw your face when you are, when it's 8:30 and time to get up.
I know,
or
yeah.
6:30 or...
My mom has a puppy who's the same size as our black lab and when we introduced them to each other... My dog just never seemed so old, because this new one was just like boing boing, like an asterisk in motion. It was like taking the dog's toys and reminding him how to play.
I know, it's funny. I've now got a house with all older dogs, and I've been thinking it might be time for some puppy energy.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely like having a little baby. So tomorrow night, Santa Fe Pro Musica presents Debussy, Mahler, and Shostakovich, sung by mezzo-soprano Deborah Domansky. The Debussy piece will be the prelude to The Afternoon of a Faun. Mahler is Songs of a Wayfarer, and the Shostakovich will be Symphony for Strings and Woodwinds.
Excellent. And tomorrow, March 1st, from 7 to 9 in the evening, Judith Fine presents her book Bone Voyage, I guess, traveling back to our ancestors, and there will be a focus in this event on art. Artists will be presenting their multimedia work based on where they came from. It's at Garrett's Desert Inn and 311 Old Santa Fe Trail. It's a free event, and actually, the name of the event is Bone Voyage, Traveling Back to Our Ancestors. Judith Fine's book is The Spoon from Minkowitz. And there will be a book sale of her book and a book signing.
Okay. At Santa Fe Community College, Saturday tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., there will be a gallery talk on concepts, curves, and whimsy. And tonight, a connected gallery opening reception at Red Dot Gallery from 5 to 7. Bringing it into town as well as out at the community college. And tonight is also the last Friday art walk in the Rail Yard Arts District. Zane Bennett has a Robert Motherwell exhibit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. David Richards got a Julian Stansak exhibit going. And then Time Modern has two different artists, Monique Van Genderen and Nakagora Kenichi. And James Kelly Contemporary is I'm sorry, the three other galleries in that gallery walk are James Kelly Contemporary, William Siegel, and Llewellyn Galleries.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I got a note from the Lensic telling people that starting on Sunday and going through Wednesday, you're not going to be able to buy tickets from the Lensic box office. They sell tickets from all over the place. Because they're changing over to a new state-of-the-art computer system. So you can't do any online or any kind of ticket ordering at that time. So, and it will reopen on Thursday, March 6th at 10 in the morning. And all the ticket sales, phone, online, and in person will be offered then as usual.
Okay.
Yes.
Speaking of the Lensic, it's a very Lensic-y week. Tonight, there's some hip stuff going on. Local record label and studios Frogville Records will be presenting the first installment of Sounds of Santa Fe, bringing local, very prominent local acts to the stage, including Round Mountain. And I just heard them play at a benefit for the Turquoise Trail School. And one of the guys who's in that band is a teacher there, a music teacher.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's pretty neat. Boris McCutcheon and the Salt Licks. We wrote an article in New Mexico Magazine about, I should say we ran it, I didn't write this one, about Boris McCutcheon and the Salt Licks by Pat Toomey, and that was, you can find that at nmmagazine.com. The other two acts are Anthony Leon and Bill Palmer's TV Killers.
Excellent, and there's also a musical event tonight at Gig at 7:30. It's called Legends of the Celtic Harp, featuring three world-renowned Celtic harpists and multi-instrumentalists for an evening of song, story, and heartfelt virtuosity. And Patrick Ball plays the wire-strung Celtic harp and does spoken word. Lisa Lynn, Celtic harp, and Irish bouzouki and mandolin, and Arye Frankfurter, Celtic harp, Swedish nickel harpa, and cittern. So all of that is at Gig, and it should be quite a fantastic night.
Yeah, we got everything here.
We got everything.
Also tonight in the theater area, there's something called Benchwarmers 13, which is a festival.
Yay!
Of 8 15-minute playlets by local playwrights. I mean, I didn't learn about playlets in high school, but it sounds more approachable, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always, if you don't like one, just wait a few minutes and the next one will come.
Exactly. So that's at the Santa Fe Playhouse tonight at 7:30 p.m. It's the final weekend.
And I got a notice from Carrie Cluett, who is a sculptor, and there is a group show, Carrie Cluett, Tom Osgood, and Deanne Wagner, who are having an opening reception for their artwork called Concept, Curves, and Whimsy at the Red Dot Gallery at 826 Canyon Road. It runs through March 28th, and there's an artist talk tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Excellent. Hey, Jekyll and Hyde is going to be performed. It's a musical at St. John's College.
Jekyll and Hyde the musical.
Yeah, I that kind of surprised me mid-sentence, but I just went with it. It's directed by artist in residence Roy Rogerson, and it'll be in the Great Hall at the Peterson Student Center at St. John's College, and that's at 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now here's an event, Divine Decadence Chocolate Challenge. That's tomorrow at the Inn and Spa at Loretto, and it is a benefit for La Familia, which is an incredible clinic. They bring medicine to so many people who could not get medical care otherwise. And it opens at 5:30 for VIP tickets and 6:30 for general ticket holders. There are 10 chefs competing and 3 celebrity judges and champagne and all kinds of good things. For more information and tickets, lafamiliasf.org. You can also call 982-4599. And definitely an organization worth supporting.
Yay.
Yay.
Tomorrow, if you feel like hauling yourself into the car.
Hauling yourself into.
I know. That was a close one. Go. Good friend of ours, Daniel Quat, is presenting his photography, his equine-themed photography, horse pictures, called Horsin' Around in the Dressing Room. That will be at Barn Dogs in La Tienda Shopping Center From 3 to 5, that's the opening. And I really think his work is great, and he's a sweetheart, so check that out. Also, 8 p.m., Bella Gigante, gender-bending cabaret singer, will be with singer Kenny Brown and pianist Debbie Wagner at La Casa Cena Cantina. At again, that's at 8 p.m. And he won Miss Santa Fe at Santa Fe Pride last year.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
There is an event on Sunday at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum at 3:30. It's a tribute to Alfred Stieglitz, the great photographer and art gallerist. It's his 150th birthday tribute, and they're screening a film by Steve Zifman called Looking for Mr. Stieglitz. Once again, it's at 3:30 at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Annex. You can go to o'keeffemuseum.org for more information, and it is quite affordable and should be a very interesting afternoon.
Hey, I like pens and paper and things that have to do with just not emailing and texting, although I'm really guilty of that too. And on Saturday, there's a 19th annual Santa Fe Pen Fair. That's from 10 to 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe Pen Store at San Busco Market Center. The really cool thing about it is that they'll be having cursive handwriting seminars, which are open to adults and children. And so you can register for those free handwriting sessions by calling 505-989-4742, or just check out what they have to share at santafepens.com.
Excellent. Now, the Santa Fe Community Foundation is doing the first women's salon of the year, and it's called Women's Salon Series Rethinking Conflict and Creating Space for Change with Lainey Grimmer, Nicole Collins, and Amy Yeager. It's Tuesday, the 4th of March, that's Election Day, ladies and gentlemen, from 5:30 to 7 on Helena Street, which is right off Paseo in Santa Fe. You might want to give them a call. Let's see, 988-9715, because sometimes those things sell out because it's fairly small, but it's open to all women in the community, and it should be a very interesting discussion. So, once again, Santa Fe Community Foundation.
Hey, it's opera. There's some opera stuff going on this weekend. Borodin's historic Russian epic, Prince Igor. There will be a live 10 a.m. broadcast, tomorrow at the Lenzik, and then March 2nd it will be at noon. And if you would like to really think into it and have a good context for it, or just revisit something beloved, you can go to Collected Works Bookstore for their opera breakfast lecture at 8:30 a.m., which is before the Saturday broadcast at Collected Works.
Excellent. Now, the Jean Cocteau is celebrating the opening of their full-service bar Tuesday through Thursday of next week, and it's the first movie theater in New Mexico to have one, so there's going to be drink specials and free screenings of 7 movies, including evening screenings of Back to the Future, matinees of One-Eyed Jack's Charade with Cary Grant, Abbott and Costello version of Jack and the Beanstalk, and late shows of Spider Baby, The Brain That Wouldn't Die, and Plan 9 from Outer Space, and also free tastings with Southern wine and spirits and all sorts of good things. So it's always good over at the Jean Cocteau.
It is. It's kind of youthing the place up. Although I will say, with Back to the Future, that it's solidly for children of the 80s. I just recently watched it again.
Is it really dated?
It is, but it's just a real trip because, we are those of us who watched the movie when we were Marty McFly's age, more or less, are now solidly his old farty parents' ages, and so it's really like whoa. But
Fun movie, though.
I love it.
Michael J. Fox in his young prime.
Oh, I love it. I watched it with my kids.
And excellent.
And that was really cool.
And on Saturday tomorrow at Opsit Books, Gary Brower, poet and editor of Malpais Review and poet Dorothy Alexander from Oklahoma will be reading at 4 o'clock. Opposite Books is on Montezuma Street in the Sambusco Center and a lovely bookstore.
All right. Hey, for all of you photographers out there, photography buffs, on Monday from 8 to 9 p.m. at Santa Fe Photographic Workshops, there will be instructor image presentations. And the instructors there are amazing. So there'll be open conversation and slide presentations of works by Jay Mazel, David X. Tejada, and Rick Allred. That's in the Sunmount Room at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center, 50 Mount Carmel Road. Totally not a familiar address to me, but...
Oh, that's right. That's right off of... it's right near St. John's, right before you get to Camino Montesol.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Santa Fe Photographic Workshops collaborates with New Mexico magazines a lot with our annual photo contest and other great things. We really enjoy working with them.
Very good. And let's see. What is going on at... the CCA and the screen. I'm going to try to find those.
Okay, well, you're finding that. I'll talk to everybody about poetry. On Tuesday, Digest This, Spirits and Poetry, is a talk and tasting with distiller Colin Keegan of Santa Fe Spirits, and followed by Hakeem Bellamy, reading from his collections. And he came up earlier. As the Poet Laureate of Albuquerque, and this will be at Site Santa Fe, so it's really brilliant. I mean, take poets, add hard liquor. It's not a new concept, but it feels fresh today.
It's not a new concept, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. Okay, here we go with the screen.
Okay.
Opening Friday, Like Father, Like Son, which is a Japanese movie that was winner of the jury prize at the Cannes Film Festival. And it's the Switched at Birth, Urban Legend, and the Nature versus Nurture debate, which are kind of provide the themes of this movie. That's a kind of a family movie playing on those themes. And then, let's see, you get to predict the winners before Oscar night for the Oscar-nominated short films. And that's always great because short films never get quite the publicity or the people don't know about short films you go to film festivals.
Yeah, they're the redheaded stepchildren.
The gingers.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is happening and actually is held over along with the animation. And it's always great to see animation at the screen. And then The Rocket, which was the winner of Best Feature at the 2013 Tribeca Film Festival, and that's a film made in Laos, and I'm going to be doing a book about Laos soon. Did you know that Laos is the most heavily bombed country on planet Earth?
Mm-mm.
It was bombed so heavily during the Vietnam War that to this day people are digging in their garden and an unexploded bomb destroys their house or their family. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and opening on March 7th, well, that's next week. We'll get to that next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I can't stop thinking about Laos and trying to garden, but snapping out of it, let's just quickly mention a couple things about Taos. Rafting season begins tomorrow, March 1, and there's an astrophotography exhibit opening at David Anthony Fine Arts on Kit Carson Road. It'll be photos of night skies, and I don't know whether the photos were taken here, but it's certainly the perfect state for that with our big, beautiful skies and lots of sparkly stars.
And there's lots of stuff going on at the Cinematheque. There's films like Great Beauty, Dallas Buyers Club, The Past, and Chlorine. What's Chlorine? Anyway, we'll find out about that. There's a movie opening this week called The Singularity, and director Doug Wollens will be there in person. And this is an examination of nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, and the human system. So that should be very interesting. And let's see. Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival, Being Jewish in France, Part 2, And actually, I think some of those are sold out, so you may want to call over to the CCA and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And lots of other good stuff at the CCA. 9881... No, what is their number? Okay, I don't know.
We'll Google it.
We'll Google it. But it's ccasantafe.org is their website. And, oh, it's 982-1338.
There you go.
And, of course, we didn't get to everything.
No.
We can never get to everything.
It's okay. It's a start. It's
inspiring.
But
you know what? Pick up the Pasatiempo, pick up the Reporter, and get yourself out of the house, and good things will happen.
That's right.
Candace Walsh is with New Mexico Magazine, which is a wonderful magazine. Anything special going on over there?
We are just putting the May issue to bed, so that's exciting. And I just wanted to also mention that we have a new online calendar where you can also look up events and perhaps decide to jump in the car and go on a road trip.
Excellent. So Candace is with us many weeks. Speaking of the arts...